Well, we were cheering for the underdogs because there were a couple of Aussies involved. The Utah Jazz are now officially out of the NBA race. G'day, Dick.
Hey, boys. Yeah, it was a quick dispatch of the Utah Jazz by the Golden State Warriors, that's for sure.
They just don't have the talent, do they, to match it?
Nobody in the NBA does except for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah.
And, guys, that's the problem right now with this league. I mean, I've been telling you over the last months about the regular season and how meaningless it is and how Cleveland's just kind of treading water until they can get to when it really counts in May and how Golden State's doing the same thing. And it renders a regular season moot. Well, you know what also is happening is the playoffs are being rendered moot as well because there's really no teams that can beat Golden State and Cleveland.
Yeah.
So what are we watching this for?
Yeah.
And then also when you get the average margin of victory in these playoff games of 17 points. I mean, think about this. In this round, guys, we've had 16 games played in the second round of the NBA playoffs. There has been one of the 16 decided by less than 12 points and none decided by less than 7. It has just been terrible. I mean, Charles Barkley came out last night on the postgame show. This is a mouthpiece for the NBA, and he says, "This is the most terrible NBA playoffs I have ever seen." And he's right. There's no reason to watch it until Cleveland and Golden State play.
Yeah. So Charles Barkley, you say?
Yeah.
You would have seen the YouTube of his golf swing, wouldn't you?
Oh,
no.
Hilarious.
That's true. But the one thing about Barkley is he always speaks his mind.
Yeah.
He's not always right about things when he speaks
sure.
his mind, but he's right about this, guys. I've probably watched less of the NBA playoffs this year as I have done in my entire life because I already know the outcome of all these series.
Mm.
So as much of a basketball fan as I am, I will tune in if it's a meaningful game or a meaningful series or if it's entertaining, meaning it's a close game.
Mm.
Well, what happens when you don't get entertainment because every game is decided by 18 points? And they're not meaningful because you already know who's going to be in the championship in 2 weeks. That doesn't make for good viewing, that's for sure.
LeBron James?
Oh, my gosh, guys. I mean, there is one reason to watch. I mean, even if the games aren't competitive, even if Cleveland's winning all these games by 18 to 20 points, what he has done is unprecedented in NBA history. Think about this. Since they've lost a game, which was in the finals of last year's playoffs, they have won 11 consecutive playoff games. In those 11 games, he's averaging 35 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds, and is shooting 54% from the field. His worst game in that stretch is 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. That's his worst game in the last 11 playoff games. He is starting to not legitimately knock on the Michael Jordan door as the best player to ever play the game.
Wow.
He's not there yet, but he is legitimately knocking on the door. And anybody that says he doesn't belong in the same breath as Michael Jordan, I think is wrong. I think he does belong. He's a 1A right now to Michael Jordan all time.
Let's talk about the Players' Championship.
I love the Players' Championship. It's one of my favorite events of the year. It's probably my second favorite to watch after the Masters. And, you know, we've got some guys. It's kind of a wide open field because it's a certain type of player should fit this course pretty well, a guy that's a little bit more accurate. You don't have to be a super bomber. And yet the guys that are bombers, the guys that can get it out there, the Justin Thomases, the Justin Roses, the Ricky Fowlers, the Rory McIlroys, they've all played pretty well at this course. So it's going to be kind of an interesting to see is it the course fit guys, the guys that are a little bit shorter, the guys that are a little more accurate, they're going to do the damage, or is it going to be the bombers? I'm going to kind of go with the guy that's a little bit off the leaderboard. I think Justin Thomas is a guy that really fits this course well. He's played here the last couple of years very, very well, and I think he's I'm going to pick him to win, even though he's a little bit off the board, you know, more so than the Dustin Johnsons. I do like Rory McIlroy. Rory just changed his clubs to TaylorMade, just signed a huge deal today with TaylorMade, just got married. So Rory could come out and use the new clubs and be free and have this little, this little wedding buzz of his, and he could go and rock the field by 5 or 6 shots, or he could struggle a little bit. I kind of see Rory as a boom or bust option. Don't particularly like DJ this week at this course, but I kind of like Justin Thomas, who's, I think, what, about a 20-1, something like that?
He's $21 at tab.com.au, Justin Thomas.
That.
Yeah, you like that? Okay. And Dustin Johnson, who you don't like, and he's $7.50 favorite, Rory at $11. What about John Daly? Does he still get the press in the U.S.?
He does. He does. He got some press for winning that Champions Tour event. You know, it's great to see. He was here in Seattle for Champions Tour event last year. It was great to follow him around and, you know, just watch him as he smokes cigarettes on the course and does pretty much whatever he wants, wears the outlandish pants. He had a pair of pizza pants on when he was here in Seattle last year. He also wore some pants of our Seattle Mariners baseball club for the fans. And I guess he had American flag pants when he won this past Sunday. He got showered with champagne. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody embrace or drink as much of the champagne as John Daly was when it dumped on his head. He seemed like he was fairly used to having alcohol dumped on his head, that's for sure.
Good on you, Dick.
All right, boys, we'll talk to you later. You want a little long shot? How about give me some Kevin Kisner as a long shot this weekend?
Oh, yes.
Kevin Kisner is your long shot.
I think Bogues mentioned him.
Yeah, it's good. I can watch the 17th.
See you, Dick.
I can watch the 17th during the Players' Championship all day.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.